Well, Piggy, it's been a good day at the office, I think, and that was a lovely test to go into the lead.
Yeah, I'm so pleased with him, and I know I made a couple of mistakes as well, but the thing that I'm so pleased with, he's such a spooky horse. And, you know, atmosphere and going in there and flower pots, believe it or not, but they just seem to be the most terrifying thing. So, you know, this is his first three-day event competition with me, and I'm just over the moon, really, that he's gone in there and stayed with me. And, you know, so exciting for the future. But I think I messed up my first flying change, which was my fault, I think. And I was doing something radical in my halt before the rain back, I think. So there was a couple of bits that I thought I could have done better, but overall, delighted.
Are you being harsh on yourself? Are you saying a bit of rider error or...
Yes, definitely, because we have to be hard on ourselves, don't we, to try and get better or know what we've done. So, yes, I think I just let him get a bit flattened on his shoulder and rode him like he's an old one and done it plenty of times, and he hasn't. So,
and what do you slack. You've got so many good horses, but where does this horse fit in the potential and sort of in the feeling for the next couple of years, maybe 3 years?
Yeah, I think he's you know, you always hate to put the, you know, the touch of bad luck or whatever, but he's such a cool horse. He's an amazing cross-country horse, but he is really spooky. And I just thought at the beginning, is that spookiness gonna let him down, or am I gonna find it difficult to manage or difficult to ride or something? But I'm starting to figure him out, and if I figure him out and can find a key to it all, there's no reason he can't be as good as any of them. And I think he's definitely a five-star horse, because he's got all the thoroughbred and he loves to gallop, and he's easy to ride cross country. So
you'll be looking forward to the cross country on Saturday with this horse?
I will indeed, yeah. I'll be really interested, because it's definitely always a different ball game when you get to 3 day competitions and you haven't done the other two phases first. And but I'm hoping he'll be as good as I know that he can be.
And in the 8 and 9 year old, which is another class that you've won here, I think you won it the first year it happened here. So a good dressage test there.
Yeah, he's a really beautiful horse. He's stunning. And bar his changes that he's still a bit green at, he's very impressive on the flat. So he was beautiful to ride in there. He is green. This will be his first advanced competition. And so, you know, to be honest, I've come into the competition just really interested in how he goes and not particularly thinking, you know, that running flat out and getting the time is what he will do this weekend, because it's more about, you know, a stepping stone. However, you know, if he comes out start box and feels very good, I am always quite competitive, so I'll probably half have a go. But it's a stepping stone for him, rather than thinking this is his one to get.
You not competitive, Piggy?
Well, sometimes, you know, you've got to have the buttons and the all the rest of it.
Yeah, well.
You know, to try. And I just want to do... I really like the horse, so I want to do what's right for him at his stage in his career and all the rest of it.
It could be a great weekend. Thank you, Piggy. Yeah, well done today.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you.